Hey everybody, NFT fans, welcome back to the NFT podcast. We explored what's going on in the NFT space. I'm your host, Eugene, aka Crypto MC, and I am here today with Sergey Rusak. He's the founder and CEO of PCPO. This means Picture Initial Public Offering. This is the unified NFT management platform and marketplace on layer two. Looks like the competitor for another renowned NFT marketplaces, we won't call them. Thanks for joining me today, Sergey.
Thank you, Eugene. Yeah, my pleasure.
You and your team in PCPO aim to unite NFT and DeFi, creating a single tool to manage any of your NFT, as you are saying. It sounds brave, so let's deep dive into interesting conversation about that. But let's start with a question. How did you get into the crypto realm and started to deal with non-fungible tokens?
So actually, Eugene, I personally have more than 10 years of experience in IT. And I mostly have been involved in the implementation of complex infrastructure projects. And when creating such projects, an important issue is to exclude fraud on the part of participants, and blockchain technology can really greatly can help in this particular way. And as early as 3 years ago, I began to actively explore the way how to implement this blockchain technology in my projects, but I didn't receive any positive response from my institutional stakeholders. And therefore, I continued to use the classic stack of development until the end of 2020, when NFTs started to gain popularity. And it became clear to me that NFTs will change the world, and there's going to be some kind of new additional incentive just to mass adoption of the blockchain technology itself.
Yeah, great story. How do you personally explain what is NFT, especially for non-crypto people?
So actually, NFT is currently a very broad concept, and it can be applied to absolutely everything, starting from physical objects as well as the intangible asset. And the most important issue here is just to understand that NFT is unique and cannot be replaced. So it is not an interchangeable or just some kind of having great variety of unique features. And in order to understand the difference between fungible and non-fungible, I will give the following example. So let's say you have lent $100 to your friend, and after a certain period of time, this friend comes back to you and returns you $100 back. And here is one option and another. If your friend returns you back a banknote with the same serial number, so we can say that he has a non-fungible asset. And if he returns back you another banknote with different serial number, so this is a fungible asset. So the value of these two $100 banknotes is the same. But let's say if someone, let's say just a famous person just put a signature on this particular banknote, so the value itself of this banknote will increase significantly. So the same thing happens with NFTs. They do exist in a single instance and they cannot be replaced.
Great explanation. I really love it. These are very easy to understand. Nowadays, we do have the next popular use cases of NFT. The first is gaming and metaverses. I would mention it first. Then comes digital art. And maybe we don't see in other cases, but I want to ask you now, how do you see the potential of NFT as a technology, as a unique universal tool to change the world? How do you see that?
Well, regarding the overall technology, NFT metaverses, there's going to be something great in the coming years. So NFT creates a great variety of opportunities for new businesses, for new models that didn't exist before. And the potential of NFTs really goes much further than simple art, digital art, because they completely change the rules of ownership. All the transactions in which ownership of something changes hands have usually depended on different layers of middlemen. They really establish trust in the transactions, they exchange contracts and ensure that money changes hands. But nowadays, there will be no use in different middlemen, as all the transactions are recorded on blockchain, they are reliable, and all the information stored and placed right there cannot be changed. So smart contracts can be used to automatically ensure that money and assets change hands and both parties honor the agreements. So NFTs convert assets into tokens so that they can afterwards move around within this particular system. So I do believe that there will be many other developments in this decentralized economy that have yet to be imagined. And I don't think that anyone could imagine, but I do believe, and I just want to say that in this way, there will be much more transparent and direct type of market than what we are used to.
Great, great, cool. You started PC Pool. When did you start PC Pool? You started with the customer development of the pains, problems, and challenges of the NFT market current participants. I want to ask you, what are these main pains of the current NFT market participants you have discovered during this excellent customer development?
So actually, regarding customer development that we have done, while just developing PCPOR, that's the biggest benefit for us for now. Before the launch of the itself software development, we have conducted the research and communicated with more than 300 of artists in 1 month and maybe 1 month and a half. And at that time, they described their pains, their problems, and it became clear to me and to my team that we can solve them. So for now, I can distinguish maybe the following main issues that may be considered as pains and problems of crypto guys and non-crypto guys using different NFT marketplaces. And I'm talking here about different high commissions, loan moderation, low quality of artworks, difficulties with converting fiat money into cryptocurrency, lack of tools for promotion and communication on the platforms, lack of working DeFi tools and mechanics. So for now, I clearly understand that regarding PCPOR, our mission is firstly to create a simple, exciting, and very convenient place to use, and then proceed towards solving the liquidity problem of the secondary NFT market. And in this way, for now, we divide our mission into three main elements. And I'm talking here about NFT mass adoption, community involvement, and NFT finance.
Gotcha, great. If to look on your website at PCPool, it's easy to find a table when you compare the PCPool with other great marketplaces. We won't call them. Anybody visit your site and find them. But I want to ask you about the unique selling proposition, I would say, this term of PCPool. Do you build PCPool as the just another good NFT marketplace, or you want to sort of disruption the current NFT marketplace ecosystem by adding features which no one existing marketplace has now?
Yeah, actually, regarding PCPOR, it is not an ordinary or just another marketplace. PCPOR is a unified NFT management platform. And of course, we have a great number of features that really differentiate PCPOR from others. And I can maybe mention maybe 10 of them. Let's say PCPOR will be operating on Polygon. So the community of Polygon is constantly growing, and it's having for now 700K unique wallets and I guess 7 million transactions per day. So there's going to be implemented negligible fees or no fees at all, just comparing with Ethereum solutions when the price for minting artwork maybe just 100 bucks or even more in sometimes. The second option is we are using Fiat Gateway. Immediately after the launch of the platform, we will introduce our partner, helping us to integrate widget on the platform. So it would be very easy in a very user-friendly interface to convert money exactly on the platform from fiat into cryptocurrency and vice versa. The next option is of a major concern to the community, as we want to see the highest quality artworks on the platform. We will introduce moderation. At the first step, there's going to be centralized moderation done on the opinion of our creative advisors. And afterwards, this option will be straight forward to DAO that's going to be created around the community. As for the next option, there's going to be cool features to create collaborations exactly on the platform. where you can just sell a NFT owned by different authors or a collection of NFTs owned by different authors, and everything will be done on the platform in a very fair way and conditions. Also, we will integrate and implement lifetime royalty. Of course, you may say that some kind of marketplaces really have such an options, but we will do in our smart contract side just ability to maintain it lifetime. Even if you remove your NFT from PCPop platform somewhere outside, its option will remain. Of course, the next issue is special projects. We will allow everyone just to introduce a unique story about themselves, just introduce collections in a separate section or in a separate landing page within the PCPop platform. And of course, cool features as promotion campaigns and advertising campaigns could also be implemented on the PCPop after the launch. And finally, we will introduce a great variety of DeFi tools and mechanics that are going to be implemented. And in this way, it will provide additional liquidity to the NFT secondary market.
Gotcha. Sounds great. Sounds great. We have already mentioned two other big realms of blockchain space. First is DeFi, and the second is DAO. And I want to ask you about the possible conjunction of NFT as a realm with through all these big realms, NFT, DeFi, and DAO. First of all, how practically NFTs as a unique asset representation may be combined with DeFi realm, DeFi ecosystem?
So that's a very good issue question. Yeah, we pay maximum attention to this particular point. And nowadays, we do believe that the use of NFTs in conjunction with DeFi is becoming more widespread. And regarding our platform, we will implement a classical ERC-20 loan and collateral of ERC-721. And next mechanic, there's going to be fractionalization of NFTs. I do believe that such approaches will allow everyone not just have the NFTs in the pocket. There's going to be some kind of an extra money generation, and it's going to be possible just to get a loan secured by NFT, as well as the opportunity to create a pool in which to place valuable NFTs, issued ERC-20, and then receive additional funds. And what I'm describing right now, it is the DeFi mechanics that will help the NFT segment to become more stable and predictable, and vice versa. I guess NFTs can also be helpful to DeFi if we consider an NFT as a function and not just an object. And I do believe that after a classical ERC-20 loan collateral of ERC-721 and fractionals NFTs, there's a huge number of different mechanics NFTs plus DAO is going to be implemented, and using this option as function as a basis.
Great answer. I love this phrase. NFT is the function, not an object.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool thing. The second part of the question, how NFTs may be combined with DAO realm?
Yeah, that's also a big challenge for us to implement such options, as we're going to create a DAO around PCPop platform. But nevertheless, the future is definitely in multi-level DAO with different levels of access to decision-making, since the whole community cannot be equally competent in different issues. So in this way, we're going to implement, and maybe I will describe the most classic option. So in the future, we plan to use the option just to listen to the opinion of the community for moderation, and in order to improve the quality of artworks, and in order just to create a fair decision-making process, as well as just to support everybody who is supporting our platform, maybe we will use NFT as a control token. And with the help of this NFT, it will be granted access to different multi-level system, which gives the rights to get access to certain types of voting. And in this case, the community overall will decide who will receive such a right and who will not.
Great. Now we understand more what you and your team people do with NFT, how you try to change, to disrupt the current situation. That's great. How do you see, give us a vision, how do you see the world of NFTs in, let's say, 3 years? What possible use cases and how it will be looking like?
Well, that's a very sophisticated question for now, just very difficult to predict because the crypto community, through simple pictures that were tied to and are tied to NFTs, has passed the first stage of adopting this technology. Software developers really learned how to work with these smart contracts. They really understood more complex connections, and actively they are developing infrastructure. Product engineers really learned how to build new business models based on NFTs. And finally, the biggest issue, users. Users finally understood what an NFT is. So I don't want to predict any specific issue, but I would say definitely that there will be much more interesting to come in the coming years.
Really, totally agree. Finally, Sergey, what is the best way for those who want to follow PCPO? What is the best way to follow PCPO on the internet, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, so on, so forth, website, or maybe it's possible to meet your colleagues on such an online or offline even events regarding NFTs in the future if you plan to do that? Tell us the best way to follow you.
Yeah, of course, we are having a great variety of social tools just to communicate. Telegram, Medium account, Instagram. We are having our different forms on our website. So for now, we are open and just collecting the members of our moderating team. At the first stage, it will be a centralized solution, but also you can become a member of our moderating team. And of course, as we are planning to launch our platform within a month, so you can also apply to us with your great artworks in order just to be presented and just to put your NFTs and NFTs collections exactly on PCPO after the launch. But nevertheless, I would like also to thank you for your time. It was very interesting and very good conversation regarding all these particular issues, and thank you for the opportunity to introduce our project on your channel as well. And I would like also to thank my team that is working hard on the project, as well as our advisors. We're having a very good team of advisors. Mostly they're Russian based guys, but very, very highly qualified. And I'm talking here about Vladimir Popov, or also known as Manoscope, Vladimir Prosvirkin, Mikhail Gerlis, and our Dikasa. He's a top one NFT collector on Rarible for now. So I'm pretty sure that we together will create a wonderful and very cool platform. So stay tuned and follow PCPO as well everywhere.
Well, excellent final. I love your warm words. Thank you for them. Thank you for your advisors, especially for Vladimir Popov. One of the brilliant minds in the Russian speaking now, the world crypto community. So, ladies and gentlemen, the link is written down below. So, if you want to follow PCPO, just visit their website and stay tuned on their resources. Thank you very much, Sergey. It's been a fascinating conversation with you regarding NFTs, DeFi, and DAO. We're just in the beginning of the exploring of this super interesting space, and the brilliant future is waiting for us. Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching for the Nifty podcast. It is supported by the Nifty protocol. Please like, share, comment, subscribe on the channel, and don't forget to hit the bell button for not missing the future episodes. We are trying to publish daily on Russian and English languages. Sergey Rusak, the founder and CEO of PCPO, and Eugene, aka Crypto MC, were with you. Thank you for watching and listening. See you in the next episodes of the Nifty podcast. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.